The Bible and Modern Science with your host, Dr. Joseph Henson of the Science Faculty of Bob Jones University. Here is Dr. Henson.
Thank you. We are in the midst of looking at insects, and on our last program, I made some comments which hopefully will be of some help to those of you who really do not have a knowledge of areas of science. I won't retrace all the things that we talked about, but I don't know. The thought that comes to my mind is that there probably are a great many more people who do not have training in science than there are those who do. And since science is often used as a basis for evolution, at least supposedly a basis for it, people without a knowledge of science seem inept or simply unable to respond to many of the arguments. And hopefully our comments last week will have helped some of you about this. We have been talking using insects as an example of evidence for creation, not evolution. We've talked at great length about this, the variety of insects, while there are certain characteristics that they share, the jointed feet, the hardened exoskeleton, etc., unbelievable variety between them. And each of those being an evidence for the fact that they were created by an intelligent creator. We are ready to consider a group of insects that most people really do not care for. These are the cockroaches. They belong to a general group known as Orthoptera. Ortho simply means straight. The P-T-E-R-A of the name is simply referring to a wing. So the name Orthoptera simply means straight wing. And we have talked about praying mantises, walking sticks, grasshoppers, locusts, etc. And we're now down to the last of the major kinds of organisms within this group, Orthoptera. And these are the cockroaches. They are the bane of housewives' existence on occasion. Cockroaches are basically tropical insects. And for those of you that live in the tropics, you probably have occasion to meet many kinds of cockroaches those of us who live a little further away from the equator don't have to worry about. In the northern part of our country, the United States, there usually are not problems with cockroaches. Because of the importation of fruits or vegetables from other countries, I think of bananas in particular, cockroaches often are included in the shipments of those fruits or vegetables, and so they will be present, but they do not do well. Occasionally they can find a spot here or there which they don't die, but that's not their country. The warmer it is, the better. And the word that I usually hear in connection with cockroaches is the word dirty. Oh, they're just dirty. Well, I'm not sure exactly how to deal with that word. The fact is that the cockroaches are not known to be a species vector for any disease. And I think that's inherent sometimes in people's use of the word dirty. Dirty meaning that they are carrying organisms which can cause disease. Now, when I say the species vector, cockroaches are not like the mosquitoes, for example, are particularly the vectors for malaria or the fleas for plague. There has been no evidence of this. The fact remains that they are omnivorous eaters. They will eat anything. Well, anything they can get down. They will feast on cake icing, or they'll feast on human fecal material. they're really not fussy about what they eat. And the habit, that habit then, means that they can be transporting bacteria from one source to another. And in that sense, are organisms that it's worth paying attention to. But the idea that they're going to cause some kind of plague is simply a false accusation to them. They are often found in houses, at least in our part of the world. There are four cockroaches that are much more common than any of the rest of them. Fact is, there are several hundred species of cockroaches. Most of them are found out of doors, not in homes. And depending on the circumstances, often there will be some that will invade the homes, either because of temperature changes, or in some cases, they're looking for water as well as food. So you'll find them often in the home. The fact that a cockroach is present in the house doesn't say anything negative about the house. If they stay there and breed and do well, then that's a different matter. As long as the house is kept clean and sources of food material are not available to the cockroaches, even though they might come in occasionally, they're not going to live there. And if you're trying to get rid of them, then this is one of the things that you need to give some attention to. They live in different places in the house, and if you are trying to get rid of them, it's helpful for you to know what particular kind of cockroach happens to be there, because you would take precautions against one that simply do not work against another. Now, where we are here, there are basically two that are of more problematic than others. These are the Oriental cockroach, Blatta orientalis is the scientific name. These are inch and a half, maybe 2 inches long sometimes, dark brown. The males have wings. The females are, not unwinged, but the wings, females can't fly. Male cockroaches can, and the rest of them we're going to talk about, all of them have wings. Now, having said that, they really don't fly a lot. If they're disturbed or pestered, they may choose to fly, but usually they prefer to run rather than fly. But these dark brown cockroaches, the Oriental cockroaches are one, and the other are the American cockroaches, the Paraplanita americana, and these can get up to be 2 inches or more. I hear war stories occasionally from some of the females about these 4-inch-long cockroaches that are running around the dormitory or whatever. Something magic apparently happens between the story and the actual bringing in of the cockroaches. These 4-inch cockroaches really shrink down to about 2 inches, a little over sometimes, but that's about the length of them. All of the cockroaches are the pronotum, the first segment of the middle part of their body. Insects have a head, a thorax, and an abdomen. And the first part of the thorax, the pronotum, in the case of cockroaches, sticks out over their head. So you really don't see, from a dorsal view, you don't see the head of the cockroach. And all of them have immensely long antennae, particularly for the American cockroach. These antennae are longer than the body sometimes. Some of them appear to be hairy. The bristles that are there are really not the same chemical component of human hair, but they give that appearance on occasion. And as I mentioned, they will feed anywhere, so that this poses the possibility of them carrying bacteria from one place to another, and in that sense can be a source of some difficulty. So they can carry disease bacteria around, although it's not something that they do simply as a species. It's just a matter of them picking this up someplace and then hauling it off to the next place that they feed. And this is sufficient reason not to have them as house pets, but they're not as bad as some people like to think that they are. One of the interesting characteristics of cockroaches is that they have an ootheca, or an egg case. And in some cases, the female will lay eggs in the egg case, and you'll see this little box-like or case-like attachment to the abdomen of the cockroach. In some cases, once the eggs have been laid, the case itself will simply drop off the female's body, and wherever they drop it, that's where it will stay until the young cockroaches come out. There are a few of the cockroaches where the egg case remains attached to the body of the female, and she simply will retain that until the eggs have hatched, and then usually it will become dislodged. And this fact is one of the things that's very important when a person is trying to get rid of cockroaches. We'll talk about that, what you do in order to get rid of them. But if you understand this, then you will take the steps that are necessary to be sure that you don't have continuing problems with cockroaches. As long as there is a regular freeze, I'm thinking about the winter time, this in itself generally will ensure that there's not a lot of difficulty with cockroaches. So as I mentioned to you earlier, these are primarily tropical organisms. And there are some tropical cockroaches that get to be quite sizable. There was a time, I don't know whether they still have the colony at Clemson or not, but there was a time when they had a tropical cockroach colony down there. And I have some of the insects from that, not alive, but pinned, that get to be almost 4 inches long, some of them. And you have one of these things either flying around at night or crawling around, and it can be a source of some discomfiture, at least. It's not the sort of thing you want to wake up in the middle of the night and see running or crawling or flying around your house, or something you want to step on in the dark. So some of them are fairly large. By the way, there are tropical cockroaches 6 inches long, much longer than any of the cockroaches that we have here. They are unusual organisms. They are different from the other organisms, such as grasshoppers and praying mantises and walking sticks. And yet, when you know something about them, their structure and their habits, it is apparent that they are the result of intelligent design. They are not the result of random chaotic processes occurring over millions and billions of years, and are testimony to the Creator. Some would say, why in the world did God make cockroaches? Well, I don't know. We'll have to take that up with Him sometime. But they are evidence of a creator creating organisms, in this case one that we're not real happy with.
Thank you, Dr. Henson. You may send email to Dr. Henson at jhenson@bju.edu. That's jhenson at bju.edu. Or write to Dr. Joseph L. Henson, Box 34621, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, zip code 29614, in the United States of America. You're invited to listen next time for The Bible and Modern Science.